This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Remember that Time magazine piece where they basically admitted to trying to rig the 2020 election and how they did it? We're going to go over that with just a few days left till Election Day coming up this Tuesday. I got that. Possibly also the biggest cell phone in the history of Twitter posted by the Biden White House. Too stupid to figure out what they did. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Thousands of my savvy listeners got a VPN to protect their online activity. You should get one too. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Loaded show for you today, as always. Also, we're going to address the Great Reset, what you need to know about it, because whether you know it or not, you're going to be voting on this stuff coming up this coming week. Important. Hey, does it make sense that the company who controls half of online retail also passively eavesdrops on your private conversations at home? What about the idea that a single company controls 90% of internet searches and gets to track everything you do on your smartphone? I don't like that. Big tech profits by exploiting your personal data. It's time to put a layer of protection between your online activity and these tech juggernauts. That's why I use ExpressVPN. Sadly, every site you visit, video you watch, or message you send gets tracked and data mined. When you run ExpressVPN on your device, the software hides your IP address, making your activity harder to trace and sell to advertisers. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of your internet data to keep you safe from hackers on your network. And it doesn't slow your connection. That's why it's rated the number one VPN by Mashable and TechRadar. Download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you are protected. Protect yourself with a VPN I trust. Visit expressvpn.com/Bongino to get an extra 3 months free and a 1 year package. That's expressvpn.com/Bongino. All right, Joe, let's go.
Let's go, Dano. Here we go.
Just saw this seconds before I came upstairs from the podcast. This goes to show you how dumb and tactically inefficient this White House is. They actually posted this on their verified White House account on Twitter. Not a joke, as Biden would say, but this really isn't a joke. They posted this. Seniors are getting the biggest increase in their Social Security checks in 10 years through President Biden's leadership. Notice, do you see what Twitter under Elon Musk put underneath it? A little bit of a fact check. Yeah, you'll receive that benefit due to this cost of living adjustment because it's based on the inflation rate, which is unprecedented in modern times. Good job, Biden. Your White House. You guys are really on it, folks. You got fantastic work there. What, probably the biggest cell phone just a few days out from an election that I've seen on Twitter in modern times. These people can't get any dumber. All right, enough of that. We'll get to Biden a little more later. More things that never happened with him. But I want to go back to this hat tip producer Jim from the radio show. We had discussed this piece about, I don't know, a year ago or so. How that when people lie to you, do you ever notice this in your relationships with people, whether it's a spouse, a friend, cousin, family member, when they lie to you, they almost want to tell the truth. There's a side of the brain that they just want to, the truth will always come out. They'll hint to it because it's almost like they want to do a confession, almost like they're talking to a priest and they want to be absolved of their sins, you know? They will always seep out the truth if you just pay attention. The Democrats are like this too. This Time piece by Molly Ball from last year, I want to show you right before the election to show you how the Democrats confessed to multiple things they did to rig the 2020 election and how we're fighting back. And so you know you need to vote this week to make sure they can't pull this stunt again in the next presidential, okay? But it reminds me of something. I was driving home one day on my... when I was running for office on the campaign and I had C-SPAN on, I was up in the mountains and coming out of the Maryland mountains. And I remember this Obama campaign guy on C-SPAN talking openly about how they manipulated Facebook and got access to the back end of Facebook to use the dashboard to recruit voters. Which was interesting because years after that, when that Cambridge Analytica company was accused of doing the exact same thing, the Democrats lost their minds. So it's funny how they'll confess to you what they did and then turn around and use the confession to attack others that take their battle plan and use it. This is what's happening right here. The secret history of the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election. They confess in this piece to multiple things which we need to learn a lesson from. And if you don't, you're going to get stomped. You're going to. Number one, it's worth relitigating, folks. Watch them admit here to a big government, Democrat activist, big business symbiote, where this little cabal of big business, big government, and Democrat activists all worked together to make sure that they would push that narrative in the 2020 election. Again, this is time. They're openly talking about it. This is a confession. Listen to them. Molly Ball notes in the piece that there was a conspiracy unfolding behind the scenes, one that curtailed protests and coordinated the resistance from CEOs. You're talking about resistance to Trump. Both surprises were the result of an informal alliance between left-wing activists and business titans. It's right there. Now watch, the fact checkers will jump in on this immediately and say, it's right there. They're right. Don't talk to me, talk to Molly Ball. They note that this informal pact between big business and the left wing was formalized in a statement by the Chamber of Commerce and the AFL-CIO published on Election Day. Both sides would see it as sort of an implicit bargain. Listen to what it was inspired by. This bargain between big business, Democrats, government, and activists was inspired by the summer's massive, sometimes destructive racial justice protests. The BLM thing inspired this little symbiosis. They then came together, quote, to oppose Trump's assault on democracy. You see how they never let a crisis go to waste? COVID, the Great Reset crowd, we'll get to that later. They never let a crisis go to waste. You see this? They use the BLM Antifa riots where they burn down cities as a template to pressure CEOs and others into them go and fighting off Trump in the 2020 election. You see how this works? You see how everything serves as a template to build up the Lego house higher and higher and higher, walling off democracy? Folks, they are writing it in their own words. Don't listen to me. Listen to them. She calls it, this is a good point, Key. She opens the paragraph calling it a conspiracy. I can't wait to see Jacob Reyes or one of these morons at Politico. It's mostly false, bro. Just read the article, you idiots. We're bringing this up now because we've got an election coming in just a few days. Tuesday. Here, they admit to degrading voter integrity measures. Mail-in ballots, which they've already admitted to. There is a 2012 New York Times piece I put up on this show at least four or five times by Adam Liptak, 2012, where the New York Times themselves admit there are many problems with mail-in ballots, including increased rejection rates. Now, it's weird because when we went to mass mail-in balloting because of COVID, the New York Times memory hold that whole article and pretended mass mail-in balloting was the most secure thing around. Here's this timepiece where they admit to degrading voter integrity measures meant to clean this system up. They note in the Time article, they're talking about this cabal of idiots, this conspiracy. Their words, not mine. Their work touched every aspect of the election. They got states to change voting systems and laws and help secure hundreds of millions in public and private funding. What, you mean like Zuckerbucks? They fended off, notice how they said they labeled this, Joe. They fended off voter suppression lawsuits. You mean voter ID lawsuits for voter integrity? And they recruited armies of poll workers and got millions of people to vote by mail for the first time. You mean the mail, the New York Times already acknowledged, had some serious rejection rate and fraud issues? You mean that one? You guys picking this up? They're just laying the whole thing out.
It does.
He said it almost sounds like satire. It does. They're giving you the battle plan now, and you're like, this can't possibly be true that they would come out and confess to this. No, they did. So step one, create a cabal of big business CEOs and business titans, take their money, combine them with liberal activists and Democrats to pressure the public and the media to pitch narratives. There is no problem with mail-in ballot. CEOs, you better agree, right? Yeah, we're going to pull advertisers from anyone else. Second, degrade any voter integrity measure out there, voter ID, anything. Degrade it. Make sure you totally degrade it so that you can promote fraud. And here's part three. The piece is long, by the way. If you want to read the entire piece, go to the newsletter, bongino.com/newsletter. It's right there. It's sitting there. It's the first article in the newsletter. You can subscribe to the newsletter. It is absolutely free. Read the entire thing. I just covered three of their confessions in this. You can be their priest for this. Here's the third one, where they admit to pressuring, again, social media companies and fact checkers to pitch their BS narratives. Most secure election in human history. That is garbage. That is a fabricated nonsense opinion. It is not a fact. Completely made up. Quote, time. This cabal successfully pressured social media companies to take a harder line against disinformation. What they mean is conservative viewpoints. And they use data-driven strategies to fight viral smears. You know what that means, right? Fact checkers. They sicked fact checkers on people who had algorithmically good content on Twitter and Facebook that were spreading around messages that may benefit the conservative cause and may benefit some actual election integrity. They're admitting to it right here. Again, why are we discussing this now? We got an election coming up. It's less than a week away now. And I want you to be a little bit optimistic. We can fix this stuff. You got Ron DeSantis. You got Kerry Lake. You got Tudor Dixon on the ballot. You got Lee Zeldin closing in New York. We have seen in Florida the election of Ron DeSantis and the big win down there enabled Florida to engage in multiple voter integrity measures, including an investigation into ballot harvesting in Orlando. Don't be a defeatist. Please, I'm begging you. Do not be a defeatist. The growth of the parallel economy and Rumble and True Social and other platforms, the Elon takeover of Twitter. We are winning. The tide is turning. I'm telling you, chest out, chin up. You are going to be looking at a different America in 10 years, and I believe a far better one. You have seen what the left looks like. They showed you their ass. CRT, drag queen story hour, inflation, open borders, fentanyl, drugs, whacked out overseas foreign policy. You've seen it. There's no hiding it anymore. I believe the turnaround's begun. It's not faux bravado, folks. I mean it. The turnaround is going to take a while to fix. I don't want to be ridiculous about it. But oh boy, we're going to fix it. And we're going to fix it on Tuesday. Folks, we can't have an unchecked Joe Biden out there for the next 2 years. The guy is really a threat to democracy at this point. They're DHS coordinating with people to suppress free speech. This is an actual threat to democracy. It's not talk show host hyperbole. It's backed up by actual facts. The Biden administration threatening tyrannical wealth confiscation of gas and oil companies because they don't like their drilling policies despite attacking them on production of oil. There's threats from the DHS of censorship, the FBI knocking on Mar-a-Lago's door and pro-lifers' doors. These are real threats. Joe Biden's administration is a legitimate threat to the constitutional republic. Now, how do we handle this? We handle it via election. Leave the violent crap for the lefty lunatics. We can fix it. Now, I'm hearing a rumor out there from a number of very smart people, and it's going around on Twitter, too, that Biden knows they're going to get destroyed on Election Day. They know. You got to show up and vote. Bring 10 people with you. No excuses. Sorry. Got to get it done. Bring 10 people with you. I'm hearing that Biden is preparing a slew of executive orders for after Election Day. He is, whereas Bill Clinton, after he took a drubbing in the midterms, tried to triangulate and use Dick Morris and some advisors to move back towards the political center. Remember, it was Bill Clinton who gave the speech at the State of the Union saying the era of big government's over. Joe remembers that. I remember. Joe was doing talk radio.
Yeah.
That was a Bill Clinton speech. He understood he could not possibly work with the Newt Gingrich Republican-led Congress as a radical Hillary care leftist. What I'm hearing, and if you're listening and you're a swamp insider, you know what I'm saying is true. I'm hearing Joe Biden has zero intentions of doing any of that. That Joe Biden is going to go crazy after Election Day. You are going to see executive orders that are so insane, pushing the bounds of presidential power, that it's the irony of this whole thing. Why do I sound optimistic about it? The irony of this whole thing is I believe Joe Biden's abuse of power, that's already happened, but it's going to get worse after he loses this Tuesday, is going to redefine what the presidency is. He's going to do things representative of a dictator and monarch, not representative of a president in a constitutional republic. And I think the Supreme Court is going to have to get involved. This is, I'm not the only one saying this. There are a bunch of people who are on the inside who are hearing the exact same thing. So you have a chance to shut this guy down and finally put a perimeter fence around what the president can and can't do through executive orders. I'm as optimistic as I've ever been about the future here. We can't have two more years of this guy. He is a sociopathic liar. His family is corrupt. He is corrupt. He is a plagiarist. He is a genuinely bad person. Joe Biden has no dignity at all. He doesn't care that he lies all the time. Here he goes again yesterday. I don't know how many times I got to tell you this. The examples are endless. The man is incapable of telling you the truth about anything. He is a sociopathic liar. Here he is at an event yesterday suggesting that he spoke with the creator of insulin, Dr. Frederick Banting. Really? Dr. Banting died 2 years before Joe Biden was born. Hear for yourself.
You know how much it costs to make that insulin drug for diabetes? Cost. It was invented by a man who did not patent it because he wanted it available for everyone. I spoke to him. Okay?
He spoke to him. Really?
Okay.
How, from the grave? What was it? You have a seance? You have a Ouija board? Folks, I'll play another one on tomorrow's show. I'll play it on the radio show. He also had a different speech later in the day. Or maybe it was the same. Who even knows? I'm losing track at this point. Told the crowd at a historically black college that he was raised in the historically black college system, where he got his start there. He just made the whole thing up. He went to the University of Delaware. He's just making it up. You understand, again, the man is a sociopathic liar. He is by far the worst president in modern U.S. history. There is not even a close second. The destruction this guy's wrought upon us. You have an opportunity in less than a week to stop this guy in his tracks and redefine the presidency. Make him do it. Make him do dictator-like executive orders and the Supreme Court shut him down. Finally, we'll get some control over the reins of government in this country. It's not just that he lies about, I was raised in the Puerto Rican community. I was raised in the Jewish community. I got my start in historically black colleges. I graduated with 3 degrees. I was the outstanding student, graduated top of my class, got arrested seeing Nelson Mandela, had a fight with Corn Pop, spoke to the creator of insulin, spoke with Angelo on Amtrak. All of this is made up. All of it. It's not just that he lies about that. He lies to impressionable, sometimes dopey people who believe it, about easily refutable facts. Here he is yesterday again bragging that he cut the federal debt in half. He doesn't say deficit. He could have meant deficit. The guy misspeaks so often. I have no idea. But this isn't what he said. He says he cut the federal debt in half. Here, listen for yourself.
No one's ever reduced the debt that much. We cut the federal debt in half.
You did? It's pretty easy to look up. So I went to a non-political site, The Balance, and I said federal debt by year. So here, I just printed it from 2016 on. So in 2016, the federal debt was $19 trillion. 2020, it was $27 trillion. 2021, it was $29 trillion. Joe, can you just fact check me on this? It is 2022, correct? I'm just looking at my phone.
Yeah, 2020. Yeah, I got it on my computer. Yeah. Yep.
Well, thank you, Joe. Gee said it checks out too. So here's 2022. It was $29.6 trillion last year in 2021, the federal debt. It's $30.8 trillion this year. Joe, well, we haven't used Jay's abacus in a while, but if you have the abacus around, are you reasonably confident, correct, that $30.8 trillion is not half of $29.6 trillion?
Oh, yeah, I'm really confident of that one,
yeah,
Dan.
Okay. Jay's that. That's for some serious P1s right there. Yeah, Guy, yeah. Math check. Yeah, Guy's pretty sure, too. Folks, he's just, I don't even know what to tell you. The man is a sociopathic liar. The most common gas price around the country, that's not the gas average. Real wages are going up. No, real wages are going down. I don't know. Why do you believe this guy? To the liberals out there, I get frustrated here. I'm sorry. But I'll just ask a simple question. I'm going to move on because I want to get to the Great Reset and everything that's going on with that. You know you can fact check this yourself. You know, it's not hard, right? I mean, you can actually go to a search engine, even one of your liberal ones, Google or whatever, and just put national debt by year. You understand that, right? You don't have to take anybody's word for it in politics. Or are you that dumb that a politician tells you something that sounds crazy and you're just like, yeah. All right. Take a break. Get to this. Just a shocking, shocking statement yesterday by a conservative MP. Overseas, asking about the COVID vaccine and all-cause morbidity. In other words, why are more people dying certain places? Oh, finally, the science and the truth is starting to come out. People starting to ask the right questions. Folks, today's show brought to you by iTarget. The website is itargetpro.com. For years, you've heard me talk about iTarget. And if you have one, I'm about to take you to the next level. If not, this new product is something you need to get. You ever seen competitive shooters practice timing drills on the range? Imagine being able to do that at home anytime you want, never spending a dime on ammo. That's what the all-new iTarget Cube does. The iTarget Cube is fully compatible with your existing laser rounds. You can buy one or upgrade to the 3-pack for a really unique, fantastic training experience. Compete with friends, practice clearing drills, or use random mode to test your ability to react, all while the system times every shot you take. Right now, save 10% plus free shipping with the offer code DAN when you go to itargetpro.com. That's the letter I. I-T-A-R-G-E-T. iTarget comes in most calibers from 9mm to 223, so you can train with almost any firearm. It's the easiest, most cost-effective, and just plain effective way to train. It pays for itself in a single day. People love this product. Go today. You got a holiday season coming up for the firearm owner in your life. That's itargetpro.com. I-T-A-R-G-E-T. itargetpro.com. Use offer code Dan. You're going to love this product. Check it out.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
All right. So, folks, despite the Biden administration, globalists and great resetters' efforts around the world to silence and censor free speech and science and conservative thought, it's not working. The explosive growth of Rumble, the growth of True Social, which I was shocked yesterday, folks. I put the article up on the screen. Forgive me. I left it out. I should have sent it to you, Guy. There's an article about, in the New York Times, of all places, about True Social acknowledging that despite some of their efforts to squeeze the business model for Donald Trump's True Social, even the New York Times acknowledging it's been an exploding success. I'm shocked because I only saw it because my name was mentioned in it. And because of the show being called the Dan Bongino Show, we have it on alert. So I saw that come up and I'm like, wow, this is stunning. Even the New York Times, I'm telling you, we're winning. This is a very optimistic show today. I feel good. I slept great. We got a big election coming up. I'm telling you, the country's about to turn around. True Social has exploded. Rumble's got, what, something like 78 million users or something? It's crazy. The parallel economy is growing. The science and free speech is really developing a passionate love for it amongst a generation of people who've had to live through this censorship, you know, a totalitarianism the left tried to impose upon us. Here's what I mean. People are speaking out. Here's a conservative MP. Andrew Bridgen is his name. He's at this proceeding here, and he asks the obvious question. He's like, listen, man, I think it's about time we had a conversation about the use of these COVID vaccines and some excess deaths. If there's nothing there, folks, and there's no relation, good. I'll be the one to put that. It's good. It's good, right? We don't want people to die. This is like a crazy person show. But if there is a relationship out there, correlational or causal, God forbid, then that's kind of like the thing we should know about, right? I mean, considering a lot of people took it, it's kind of like I'd want to know. Here, check this out.
The excess deaths we're suffering at the moment in this country, across Europe and in the Americas. What analysis is the government making of these excess deaths? But even a casual glance at the data shows that there's a very strong correlation between vaccine uptake and the level of excess deaths being found in that country. Surely we must have an investigation. These are tens of thousands of people who are dying more than we're expected. It's really, really important. And I think if we don't get this right, no one's going to believe we're going to lose trust in politicians and we're going to lose trust in our medicine.
I mean, kind of an important question, right? Why is it so verboten to address this potentially earth-shaking issue about a potential, not confirmed, but potential relationship between use of these vaccines and excess deaths? Why is that? Well, the answer is, I told you why. The left has always seen COVID as a vehicle to break down your aversion to socialism and totalitarianism. They've openly discussed their never let a crisis go to waste strategy repeatedly over the decades. Last iterated prominently by Rahm Emanuel, Biden's former chief of staff, who precisely said, never let a crisis go to waste. The COVID vaccine, ladies and gentlemen, was never about to the left. It was never about to the left stopping COVID. It was about breaking down your barrier to allowing government to control your body. Do you understand that's why they will never give up their allegiance to this vaccine until body bags start piling up and the pressure gets to be too much? They will hide this thing from you for as long as they can. It has nothing to do with the vaccine. I'm hoping science comes out that says this is just some third-party variable we didn't factor in. Maybe people in the lockdowns, immune systems not being primed, they got sicker from other stuff. I'm open to any science out there, but I want to see it backed up by quality research. I don't want any liberals' opinion anymore. They've been wrong on everything. Masks, vaccine transmission, lockdowns. They've been wrong on everything. I'm not interested in their opinion. Not even a little bit. The Great Reset crowd, which is real, they've actually written books about it. I'll get to that in a second. They would rather you, however, it's a bunch of globalists who subscribe to this stuff. They've written books about it, folks. It's not a freaking conspiracy theory. They actually have books about it. Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum. There are others around the world who subscribe to the same principles. Don't get lost in the euphemisms name game either, like they do with CRT. Oh, this isn't CRT. It's just race essentialism. Folks, it's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. They do the same thing with the Great Reset. What they're talking about is a reorganization of global governments to gain greater control over your life, period. That's what that means. That's what they're talking about, resetting. They want you to shut up and take it. And COVID was a perfect vehicle to get you to shut up and take it. Wear your masks, take the damn vaccine. There's an author, Michael Walsh. He was on Mark Stein's show on GBN. There's two cuts here. They're both very good. He talks about precisely what this Great Reset crowd is up to and how they use COVID and your inability to ask any questions about COVID. Shut up, take your vaccine, put the mask on. How they used it as a vehicle to push this new top-down agenda. Here, check this out.
It's not only a thing, but it's a very big thing. Mm. And it's such a big thing, Mark, that for the last several years, people who are part of the thing are telling us that it doesn't actually exist and it's an all vast right-wing conspiracy, despite the fact that you can see it on their website.
No.
They tell us exactly what they're going to do.
No, and that was just the king taking part in a Klaus Schwab video called The Great Reset.
That's right. And they used COVID as a beta test for how they want to control populations. And I must say, we all passed with flying colors. We gave up our First Amendment rights. We were like sheep herded into pens. We were forced to wear face masks to go anywhere. So it's been a great success from their point of view. But the slogan that they adopt cheerily is, you'll own nothing and be happy.
Yes.
So that's the future they want for us. How do you like them apples?
Folks, how do you like them apples? You will own nothing and you will love it. Sounds kind of like principles of socialism, doesn't it? And remember, when everybody owns something, the tragedy of the commons, nobody owns it. Folks, this Great Reset crowd is real. Now, you know it's real because the fact checkers and the media losers want you to pretend it's not real, just like they want you to pretend Antifa isn't real, despite the fact that you can pull up 1,000 videos on Twitter, Truth, or anywhere else of people in black suits telling you they're Antifa beating the crap out of people. No, it's not real. I'm looking at it. That's not real. These are not the droids you're looking for. The Great Reset Summit. Why do they do that? Because they love what they're doing, the Great Resetters and Antifa. They've always needed street thugs, the left. And the only way to get you to stop talking about what they're doing that negatively impacts society, Antifa riots and the theft of individual liberty by the Great Reset, is to get you banned from social media from talking about it and exposing it. It's an incredibly devious strategy. The problem is it requires compliance from people like me and Joe and Guy and my radio team. And I know people like me and Levin and others out there and Tucker really don't give a flying what you say. You tell me not to talk about it, I talk about it 5 or 6 more times. Because now I know you're freaked out. And now I know we're over the target. There's a second part to this video where Michael Walsh talks about how a lot of people folded in the Great Reset. I mean, I was banned from a number of platforms for daring to mention how masks didn't work, specifically the surgical and cloth ones. Turned out to be accurate. You know, I've been fact-checked 1,000 times for exposing the vaccine. They don't want the truth. But a lot of people folded. He talks about that too. I'll play for that. And then I'm going to show you some tweets about what the Great Reset they claim is a conspiracy theory, what it actually looks like for you. Using their own tweets, folks. It's pretty simple. Birch Gold, folks, listen, your wallet, you may have the same amount of money in it today or tomorrow, but you know what inflation does? It makes the money buy less and less and less. It does the same for your savings account. You've got to protect your assets and your money. How do I do it? I use Birch Gold. The situation's going to get worse right now. We have runaway inflation because big government folks spent a lot of money we didn't have. You know what their solution is? To print and spend more money. So how are you hedging and protecting against inflation? Well, do what I do. Use Birch Gold, B-I-R-C-H. That's right. I buy gold from Birch Gold. Done it multiple times, and you can too. And listen to this. If you text Dan, D-A-N, to 989898 for your free information kit on gold, you'll get a free gold bar with any purchase by December 22nd. But you have to claim your offer by Black Friday. Don't let the left destroy the value of your savings in your wallet. Text Dan to 989898 and claim your free information kit from Birch Gold. You can own physical gold and silver in a tax-sheltered retirement account in Birch Gold. They'll help you do it. When you place an order by December 22nd, Birch Gold will send you a free gold bar. Text Dan to 989898. Secure your future with gold. Birch Gold. Do it today. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Message and data rates apply. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and 2 different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com, and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. So again, just grounding where we are here. Great Reset crowd, using COVID as a model to instill a new governing system or governing systems around the world that trades away your individual liberty for big government power. It's that simple. They want you to have less control over your life. I'll show you what that looks like in a minute, but here's the second part of this, how COVID was a perfect vehicle for this Great Reset crowd that openly brags about this stuff, was a great vehicle for them to break down your own attachment to your own individual liberty. You can't tell me what goes in my body. Take the damn vaccine, shut your mouth. Here, check it out.
It was all exposed to that this bravado is kind of a lie. The Canadians went under, the Americans certainly did, the Australians, Brits, you name it. We just didn't seem to have the spine to fight these people. And I think because they appeal to our good nature, wear this mask or grandma dies, you know, it's like a Mel Brooks movie almost. We got, okay, well, I'll just wear a mask then. But none of that was necessary, and it was all a giant hoax. I hate to use that word, but in many ways it was a hoax. Yes, people, some people died, but they tended to be elderly, even older than me, for goodness sake, and have all sorts of comorbidities. And they were vulnerable, and as they are every year, as the elderly population is every year with a bad strain of the flu. But boy, we passed with flying colors as far as Klaus Schwab and the new King of England are concerned.
Yeah, we all kind of passed with flying colors. Listen, man, it's not some kind of gross indictment. Look at me, I'm better than you all. I didn't fall for any of that stuff. No, no, I did. I have been absolutely candid with you about my failings. I have. I just want to be clear. Like I said, the biggest medical mistake of my life was early on when I had cancer, taking some bad advice about this darn vaccine and taking it. But I want to be clear with you. And anyone who knows me knows this. I didn't take this vaccine because of any mandate. It was my own stupid decision to not evaluate the longitudinal science, and I'll regret it for the day I die. But I spoke out about this thing. I spoke out about this thing when I realized the mistake I made. Not here to tell you, look how, you know, look at me. I'm on some high moral totem pole looking down. No, no, that's not what I do here. But we did speak out and we took it on the chin. YouTube went to war with us over us calling out mandates and masks. We've been open and vocal about the vaccine mandate. You know, my radio show, you know, the ongoing war I have with them. None of that's changed. Takes a lot to walk away from some stuff, but we got to start standing up. Because here's what the Great Reset looks like if we don't start standing up and we don't start to take back and jealously guard our individual liberty. Folks, these are tweets from the World Economic Forum's verified account. The World Economic Forum is run by Klaus Schwab. I'll get to that in a second. I have his book and I have a PolitiFact piece. Did I give that to you? I did. Okay, cool. Let's get these tweets first. A carbon footprint, 70% smaller than traditional housing. Learn more about Africa's 3D printed homes. Here's the World Economic Forum. You got to see the picture they have up of this house. It basically looks like a storage shed, if you're lucky. So there's your Great Reset future. A 3D printed box you all get to live in. Joe, you and the dog. You can sit in the box staring at each other all day. Now, will you have any electricity in there? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It depends. It depends if the wind is blowing and you have a windmill in your backyard or something like that. Here's your Great Reset future here.
Yeah.
In order, keep in mind, in order to get this stuff moving, they have to take away your choice to build a house you want, and you will build the house they want. Again, Africa's perfect. It's their tweets, folks. It's their tweets. Here's another one from the World Economic Forum, again, run by Klaus Schwab, who wrote the book called The Great Reset. Forget burgers, he says, Joe. Think bugs. Read more. You can eat your bug burgers. Bug burgers. It reminds me of, remember Popeye? What was the guy in Popeye with the burgers?
Wimpy. Yeah.
I will take 3 burgers today. Yeah, don't worry. You're not going to eat any burgers. Right. You're going to eat bug burgers. Now, yeah, he says, yum. I don't worry. Season it. Put a little adobo in there. Can't be too bad. Now, remember again, the only way this will happen, because no one will willingly live in a shack eating bug burgers, is if someone can tell you it's to happen and you have no control on whether it happens or not. That's what the Great Reset is. Oh, here's another gem. World Economic Forum. Again, this is their verified Twitter account. How giving garments a digital passport could help heal the planet. Oh, tracking clothing. That sounds fun. What could possibly go wrong there? Little digital ID on your clothing? What could possibly go? Sounds kind of like the Chinese Communist Party surveillance state there. Again, I'm sure they'll suggest to you, this is just a conspiracy theory. The thing is, you give me the facts, we'll give you the facts on this show. You can actually see the tweets right there.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You will. The Smales exhortation. Hat tip, Michael Anton. You will get nothing and you will like it. That's their idea. Now, here's how you know the Great Reset is a real thing and that they're using COVID to move towards a breakdown of individual liberty and constitutional republics and towards a top-down society. How do you know it? Always go to fact checkers. The fact checkers freaked out over my friend Liz Wheeler when she said that the Great Reset advocates replacing capitalism with an economic system that's a kind of socialism, kind of communism, but mostly just fascism. Really? Luis Romero, I don't know this guy, but he works at PolitiFact, so that means he's obviously a moron. The Great Reset, he notes, is not a conspiracy to force changes in economic systems.
What planet, dude?
I just showed you the tweets from the World Economic Forum. I just showed you the tweets. The World Economic Forum is run by Klaus Schwab, who wrote the book literally titled COVID-19, The Great Reset by Klaus Schwab. You know what this reminds me of, dude? The Austin Powers scene again. Swedish penis enlarger. That's not mine, baby. One receipt signed by Austin Powers for the Swedish. Baby, that's not mine. One book, how to use Swedish and penis enlarger by Austin. Baby, that's not mine. Subtitle for the book. Baby, that's my bag. The Swedish. This is what it reminds you. Folks, do not stop. Do not stop exposing these people. When the fact checkers say it's false, you can almost be guaranteed not only is it true, but they're trying to provide cover for Antifa, BLM, liberal anti-freedom activists, Great Reset, top-down government types to do what they want to do and to get you to shut up about it. No, the way to not shut up about it is just to not shut up about it, which we won't because we're on Rumble. We're not on YouTube. We canceled YouTube after they tried to cancel us for speaking out against vaccine mandates and masks. We posted a video on YouTube titled, Why I'm Leaving YouTube. YouTube then, in a you can't quit, we're going to fire you moment, tried to save face when one of their biggest accounts on the conservative side, me, walked away and said, no, we're going to ban you. To which we responded with the double-barreled middle finger, we don't care. Because I am an equity holder over at Rumble, I put my money where my mouth is. I believe in free speech. And I want to applaud Rumble, the CEO, Chris Pavlovsky. He's got balls of steel. So here's what happened. People in the French government associated with them, they thought it'd be a good idea to threaten Rumble. And they told Rumble that you will take down this Russian channel. And if you don't, there will be some sanctions for you. So Chris said to me, well, what do we do? And I said, well, you know what to do, don't you? We have one mission. That mission's free speech. We're going to allow governments to tell us what we can put up and not put up on the channel. Chris is a warrior. He's like, the answer's pretty obvious, isn't it? I said, yes, sir, it is. So here's a tweet Chris sent out yesterday, CEO of Rumble. The French government demanded that Rumble block Russian news sources. Like Elon Musk, I won't move our goalposts for any foreign government. They threatened Elon, too. Rumble will turn off France entirely. France isn't material to us, and we will challenge the legality of this demand. To all our users in France, really sorry. It's not personal. It's your government doing this. But we will not be told by governments what to do. We will put up and advocate for free speech within the bounds of the law. Not totalitarianism and fabricated law. And you're not going to stop us. Told you, folks, chest out, chin up. The explosive growth of the parallel economy is here. You can't suppress the internet anymore, folks. This stuff is going to spread. Freedom's going to spread. You can't keep the beach ball underwater. Good luck trying. All right, got a lighter video coming up next. People getting fed up with shoplifters around the country. The only reason I'm putting this in there is because you got an election coming up. And what's happening with shoplifting and larcenies around the country is starting to brew a fight back mentality amongst others. I got a quick video for you. If you're on audio, you'll hear a little bit of it too, but it's pretty cool. I got that. election update. Gosh, a Paul Pelosi update too. Something happened there about Agent Sony. Who's Agent Sony? I'll tell you in a minute. When cyber criminals comb the dark web for stolen items, some of the things they value most are your PII, or personally identifiable information. PII includes your full name, social security number, driver's license, bank account numbers, passport number, phone number, and email addresses. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, making it dangerously easy for a cyber criminal to steal your identity. Protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name or like crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it for you. I had my identity stolen. It was a total train wreck. I got LifeLock after that, and I haven't had any problems since. Listen, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Just head to LifeLock.com/Bongino. That's LifeLock.com/Bongino for 25% off. Do it today, folks. Protect yourself, protect your kids, protect your family. It is super important. Okay, on a lighter note, people getting fed up, folks. The theft, the chaos in the streets. Listen, there's no more kitchen table of an issue than crime and second, inflation. Destroy people's wallets. Destroy their sense of sanity and safety in the streets, and you're going to have an electoral landslide in just, what, 6 days from now? Check out this video. Some guy's in a drugstore just fleecing stuff openly, middle of the day, loading up a bag. And a guy at the door is like, nah, you're not walking out with that stuff. Check this out.
Are you for real? Are you for real? Are you for real? Are you for real?
Careful.
Drop the bag. Leave you alone. Drop the bag. All right. Let it go. Let it go. Yeah.
Yeah, people kind of not have it anymore, folks. That was some leg sweep, by the way. I don't know if he did judo, whatever he did, but the way he leg sweeps the guy, the thief, and then controls him on the way down. You mean you don't want the guy's head to smash into the floor and die. I don't know if that guy's an MMA guy or a jits guy or a judo guy or a wrestler, but he wasn't letting him get away. Sweeps his legs, just drop the bag, man. Folks, you're going to see more and more of this. People are just not going to accept either financial or public safety chaos. They're not going to do it. And if this is going to be the Democrats' platform, pretending none of this exists, you know, Joe Biden pretending it's a red state problem, crime, and pretending inflation isn't happening, good luck. You got 6 days. You'll figure out how stupid that was. Here's an election update, by the way, a couple of stories I wanted to get to. Big win. Optimistic show today. Again, chest up, chin out, man. Just a news article. Be in my newsletter. Read this one. Pennsylvania Supreme Court finally stepped in and bars counting incorrectly dated ballots. Thank the Lord. Thank you, God. I'm not using his name in vain. We need sane elections. There are very specific rules about properly dating a ballot in Pennsylvania. It's not hard, folks. The date today is November 2nd, 11-2-2022. Just put it on there. It's not hard. You can't follow the instructions. Your ballot doesn't count. Anybody could screw up that. Oh, well, that's not, that mistake isn't material. Well, what if leaving elections blank later isn't material either? Oh, no, we're going to start filling that in for you. Either fill it out correctly or it doesn't count. Finally, this is an enormous election integrity win, as just the news article points out. Here's another one. Biden was engaged in what I believe unquestionably to be an unconstitutional get-out-the-vote scheme for Democrats using your tax dollars. I've been talking about it over and over. Remember this story, fellas? The executive order Biden put out there? He wanted voter registration drives, but it's really strange. He only wanted voter registration drives in Democrats skewing demographic areas and groups.
Huh.
kind of like Biden was using your tax dollars to gin up Democrat votes. He was. Well, the Republicans exposed it, and now the Democrats are trying to hide it. They're trying to walk it back a little bit. Just a news piece. Congressional investigators obtained evidence that the Biden administration has launched a sprawling effort to use federally funded job training and food stamp programs to register new voters in Democrat-skewing demographic groups such as young adults and Native Americans, fueling concerns of federal governments placing a partisan thumb on the scales in the midterm elections. Bad news is they tried it. The good news is we're stopping it. Chin up, chest out. One more piece of good news. Polls are turning dramatically in this election. I'm going to throw this out there. Again, it's today's Wednesday. 6 days away.
Flag it.
Flag it. Flag it now. We'll see if I'm right. Keep your eye on New Hampshire and Washington State. If we can pull off the Don Bolduc, Maggie Hassan race, and Don Bolduc wins in New Hampshire, and Tiffany Smiley can defeat Patty Murray in Washington, folks, Washington State and the Senate races, respectively, you are going to have an electoral landslide like you haven't seen in years. I think Bolduc may pull this out. Tiffany's got a bit of an uphill kind of walk, roll, run, but she has run such an incredibly disciplined campaign on message. I think she has a genuine shot in Washington. You could see 54 Republican seats if that happens. We'll see. We'll know 6 days from now. Paul Pelosi update for you. Oh, interesting. Washington Post. Now we find out from Carol Lenig and others that there were cameras at the Pelosi household and that they caught the break-in, but no one was watching. Kind of would have been interesting a few days ago, no? Now, I have a little bit of experience with this. I said before, this is the Agent Sony problem. My prior line of work, we use cameras as well. They're force multipliers. With a camera system in a control room, you can look at, say, the hotel room doors of 20 protectees to make sure no one goes in their hotel room. Whereas if it's just one agent, you need an agent every door. Now, we typically do that, but it's good to have what we would call Agent Sony because the cameras were Sony. They'd be like, you know, we don't have enough assets for that specific window to watch that. Put an Agent Sony kit there. It was just a camera. That's all it was. Cameras back then were, I mean, medieval compared to what we have now. Now you could slap a freaking GoPro on something. Back then, it was a really big deal. Almost nothing was wireless. It was just a real pain in the arse, right? The problem with Agent Sony is and cameras is what you see here. That some guy took a hammer to Pelosi's house and someone wasn't even watching it. The problem with the Agent Sony model is the benefit of having a camera is that you can have one person watching multiple cameras. You see where I'm going with this, Joe? The problem is you have one person watching multiple cameras. So if they're not watching one specific camera, as something happens, you miss the whole thing. Apparently, these Capitol Police, and listen, apply the Bongino rule. We haven't seen the tape yet, so I don't want to get dramatic about it. But the apparently the Capitol Police who were watching this didn't figure out anything had gone wrong until they looked at the camera and saw police sirens out front. We'll wait for the story to come out, but this is pretty serious stuff. I've never liked the Agent Sony model. Never. It's almost guaranteed to fail. You see it in movies all the time. Guy's watching the camera. The other guy's like waiting for the camera. And he just turns and runs by it. You see it all the time.
If a tree falls in the forest. Yeah, you know what I mean? Right. Nobody
exactly.
Hears.
Exactly. Yeah. No. Yeah, did it really fall? Right. Exactly. Make a sound.
Yeah.
Here's a Just the News article. Folks, I've been getting a lot of emails and questions about the diesel fuel shortage. I have an article from Just the News in the newsletter you need to read. We're in real trouble with diesel fuel. We have about a 25-day supply. Now, again, to be accurate here, that's kind of a rolling average, but it's well below the 35 to 40-day supply we have. It's low. We are outside of the comfort zone for diesel fuel. What does that mean? Well, don't listen to me. Listen to a former car executive for Mitsubishi explain how devastating this could get if we don't clean up the diesel fuel shortage in the coming days and weeks. Check this out.
Diesel fuel is essential to our life as we know it, industrially, on a personal level. All durable goods are shipped in vehicles using diesel fuel. All foods are shipped. The entire intermodal rail system between states is diesel-powered, diesel locomotives, black start engines that drive the power generation system in the background to keep the lid, the grid stable, are diesel-fired black start backups. Diesel's at the core of everything, industrially and farming, of course. Farm machinery is entirely run by diesel. Bus systems in cities are run by diesel. So we're at globally the lowest level of global inventory since 1982, despite having 3.4 billion more people on Earth since 1982.
Huh. Farm equipment, buses, trucks. I don't know. Sounds like a big deal to me. Sounds like the kind of thing the Biden administration would be on top of. But don't worry. He's busy telling people he met the guy who invented insulin, despite him being dead 2 years before Biden was born. This guy's unbelievable. Folks, you can change all this, and you will in 6 days, but you got to get out and vote. It's not good enough to vote by yourself. Please drag 5 to 10 people with you. It'd mean a lot to me, mean a lot to the country. It's not going to save itself. It's your job. Thanks for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Please subscribe to the podcast. You'd be doing me an enormous favor. I would personally appreciate it. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, and Rumble, all three if you can. It's free everywhere. Rumble.com/Bongino. It helps us stay on the charts, especially on Apple and Spotify, where people can come find us, especially some liberals who we may be able to convert. So we appreciate that. Thanks a lot. See you on the radio show later.
You just heard Dan Bongino.